When the Federal Communications Commission issued this week's ruling loosening regulations on broadcast station ownership, the attention of policymakers and lobbyists swung to Capitol Hill. Congress has the power to undo the commission's action or to let it stand. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The FCC voted on Monday. Just 2 days later, all five commissioners found themselves in front of the Senate Commerce Committee. FCC Chairman Michael Powell, along with the commission's other two Republicans, defended the rule before mostly skeptical lawmakers. One of the most skeptical was North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan.
Would you not agree with me that today those who most aggressively celebrate your decision are the biggest economic interests in broadcasting in this country? Are they not the ones that are celebrating your decision?
I have no idea who's celebrating our decision.
You really don't? Are you kidding me?
Senator, I also know that there's a hand...
Wait, let me stay... But are you kidding me? You really don't know who's celebrating that decision?
I'll tell you what, me and the staff are celebrating being completed with the decision.
All right,
I know
fair
that.
Enough.
Dorgan and other critics say the FCC is too close to the industry it regulates. They point to a new report by the Center for Public Integrity, an independent journalism organization. The center said industry groups regularly pay the way for commissioners and staff to attend conventions. And while the FCC held just one formal public hearing for this rulemaking, the commissioners met privately more than 70 times with industry lobbyists and executives. Dorgan says he expects the same type of behind-the-scenes effort will now be made to keep Congress from getting involved.
Oh, it will. That's the kind of lobbying you don't see much. That's, you know, a lot of folks in dark suits that go to non-public meetings.
The early line is that the Senate might well vote to reverse the FCC, but the House will not. In the House, key leaders are on record on the industry's side. Commerce Committee Chairman Billy Tozan of Louisiana praises the FCC and says he foresees lobbying, but not a firestorm of it.
So I'm not surprised that it happens. I wouldn't be surprised if it heated up somewhat, but I don't see it happening. I think the commission, with a very, very difficult task in front of it, tried to balance the free speech concerns on either side of the equation, faced with a court order to do so, and they did the very best job they could.
Some interested lobbyists, like Mark Hyman at the Sinclair Broadcast Group, say they don't see the need to lobby the Hill aggressively right now. Others say they would welcome a hard fight in the Senate as an opportunity to deliver their message. On the other side, opponents are trying to maintain their coalition of progressive and conservative groups. Mark Cooper of the Consumer Federation of America says concern about big media could turn out to have legs as a political issue.
So the question is, when politicians hear this in their campaigns, how do they react when someone stands up and says, wait a minute, we're against big media. Where are you on big media? And you know what? This is a 51-49 country. You don't have to swing a lot of votes and people can get unelected.
But even with the first Senate committee vote coming within 2 weeks, there's a danger that coalition groups will drift away. The National Rifle Association, for instance, produced hundreds of thousands of postcards against the rule. Now it's turning back to its primary mission, lobbying on gun legislation. For the Washington representatives of big media companies, defending the FCC decision is the primary mission. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.